This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
The gentleman from Texas, Mr. Hurd, for 5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I'm offended. I'm offended by my friends on the other side of the political aisle saying this is political theater. This is not political theater. For me, this is serious. I spent 9.5 years as an undercover officer in the CIA. I was the guy in the back alleys collecting intelligence, passing it to lawmakers. I've seen my friends killed. I've seen assets put themselves in harm's way. And this is about protecting information, the most sensitive information the American government has. And I wish my colleagues would take this a little bit more seriously.
And protect my rights to defend myself.
3, 9, 1, 5, 7.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield. And people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism. One person at a time, and yes, ladies and gentlemen, you are that one person that we're talking about. You can stop totalitarianism. So welcome to the show. I know that everybody's thinking, what the world does that word mean, totalitarianism? You need to listen to the show. You need to listen to the show so that you can figure out and sort out who these totalitarians are. You know, they come in all sorts of sizes, shapes, and colors. And yeah, we have an overabundance of them in the White House right now. Oh yes, the totalitarians, the Muslim Brotherhood, you got the racists and the bigots. Oh, and by the way, President Barack Hussein Obama, who was elected twice by a predominantly colorblind America, is leading the pack. So welcome to the show on this cheery note. A lot of things happening. We're going to get way deep into, what about this Comey-Trump handshake? We've been talking about this for the last couple of days. Is there some sort of agreement between FBI Director and James Comey about, Hillary Rodham Clinton? And has James Comey set up Hillary Rodham Clinton with Trump's blessing? Provocative thought, I know, but you know what? It makes a lot of sense. We're also going to be talking about the Clinton charities a little bit here. Just mention a few things like, how much money are they spending on administrative costs? You know, it's a very big eye-opener. We've been sitting on this. Actually, we've discussed it here on the radio show, but, you know, now it's a little bit more poignant than ever since the investigation into Hillary Rodham Clinton and the Clinton charities is still going on. And, you know, a little side note to this, Loretta Lynch, she's going to be showing up on the Hill, and people are going to be demanding answers as to why she is not going to prosecute Hillary Rodham Clinton. A continuation of Comey's address earlier, And you may recall this, last Thursday he appeared before the House and was asked some very, very pointed questions. And quite frankly, he was asked, I think, some incredibly poignant questions by Trey Gowdy, who got right to the point. With Comey. And Comey came out and basically said on just about every single point that Trey Gowdy was bringing up. Remember, Trey Gowdy's a federal prosecutor and a very good one at that, who now sits in the House of Representatives. And he grilled Comey. And quite frankly, I thought there was kind of wink, wink, nod, nod between the two attorneys. And Comey answered every single question, every single response about, well, Hillary Clinton did lie. She did not tell the truth. She was not being truthful with most people. She was absolutely not being truthful, which set up the drama for the rest of the meeting. Now, of course, why did he not go on to prosecute? Why did that not happen? So the big question is, what has happened? What has happened between, well, Hillary Rodham Clinton and James Comey? Is there a love fest that's gone awry? Because we know the history of James Comey, going all the way back to, the Sandy burglar days, 2004, in which Sandy Berger, who was Clinton's chief security advisor during his presidency, was caught stealing documents from the National Archives, facilitated by someone, actually, I'm kind of related to, which is kind of interesting. That's another story for another time, but is the party over for the Comey cover-up of Hillary Rodham Clinton and the Clinton Foundation? Is Comey just realizing he does not want to be a party to vast criminal behavior? That'll be explained to you shortly as we talk about the handshake deal. Kind of impressive stuff, but what about Loretta Lynch today appearing before Congress? I just can't wait for this little love fest to begin. We'll be reporting this on later on today, so you can go to Agenda 21 Radio, and we'll have our comments there in the presentation portion on the right-hand side of today's show. And you can also go and hear this on the podcast. We'll be reposting the information on the podcast so you can get our commentary on what truly happened with, well, Loretta Lynch. She's up next. It's going to be kind of an interesting set of circumstances over the next couple of weeks because we have the Republican convention coming up here in Cleveland and also down in Philadelphia, which, by the way, has been targeted by Black Lives Matters. Yeah, this is something that we have here. Dabu 7 is contributing right now to Agenda 21 Radio, and you can pick up the video. This has actually been out for some time. We've been monitoring this, but it's becoming more poignant every single day now that we've had the shooting in Dallas in which four members of the Dallas Police Department, one member of the Transit Dallas Police Department were in fact killed by somebody who wanted to kill white police officers. Yeah, a member of Black Lives Matters and also the new Black Panther Party. Yeah, the new Black Panther Party, kind of interesting, a racist, bigoted group who hates whites, wants to kill whites, devoutly wants to kill whites, is kind of affiliated with, yes, you guessed it, Black Lives Matters. And who is affiliated with Black Lives Matters and supports and has had the Black Lives Matters in the White House? President Barack Hussein Obama. So now, what kind of a statement does that make to the rest of the police departments around this country? As someone who was a member of the Black Lives Matter movement kills five officers. Gee, do you think the president is looking bad with a lot of egg on his face? But this president deserves this because he hates the police. He hates the police. And there's no question about it. Like, he hates Americans. Now, you're sitting here saying, God, this is really harsh, Paul. Look, you got to realize this guy's playing for the other team. Now, I say this with a heavy heart because yesterday we were reporting that we went through over the weekend, we spent the time, and we updated the number of mass murders that have occurred on this president's watch. The buck stops here. That was the story yesterday. We updated those mass murders. And we went from 51, starting in June, I believe it was June 3rd, all the way now, we're in the middle of July, up to 63. 63 mass murders. That's three or more people being killed in a murderous event. We've had 63 since this president became president in January of 2009. Let's juxtaposition that with other presidents. Ronald Reagan had 7 and 8 years. George Bush the older had 15 and 4 years. Bill Clinton had 23 in 8 years, and George Bush the younger had 15 in 8 years. And President Barack Hussein Obama, as of yesterday, had 63. Now, I say this with a heavier heart because we've had one more since yesterday. In Michigan, two bailiffs that were killed handling a prisoner. The prisoner grabbed the gun and killed the two bailiffs. Then he was killed. Three. Another mass murder. 64 now. We're reporting 64. We don't even have it up on the website yet. With a heavy heart, I report that this president's bigotry, his hatred towards whites through the police, is just a sign and symptom of what's really going on in this country. The president is the leader. He's the titular head of this country. His actions speak louder than words. And you remember the beer summit? That was all the way back with the Harvard professor. Remember that? And see, he has jumped into the middle of every police investigation to create a crisis, because you don't want a crisis to go to waste, right? Trayvon Martin, remember that one? We were bashing the president. In fact, we came up with a cartoon about the bigot brothers, Al Sharpton, Eric Holder, President Barack Hussein Obama, the bigot brothers. Because why? They were trying to stir the racist, racial hatred and animus to create riots in 100 cities over this nation. And you know what happened? We Americans just did not show up for the riots, much to the chagrin of the racist bigots, the bigots brothers. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio, and visit our website, agenda21radio.net.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a bill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, Agenda. See the Survival Seed Kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is Agenda. HeavensHarvest.com.
In these uncertain economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, is less than 12 years old, has a warranty about to expire, or even no warranty at all, you could stop paying for car repairs. Roadside assistance, towing, and rental coverage are all included. Make one free call right now to see if you qualify. Call 877-238-6197. That's 877-238-6197. 877-238-6197.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
I am not a dictator. I'm the president.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Okay, so the biggest bigot brother will be visiting Dallas today. It's going to be kind of interesting to see what kind of reception he gets in Dallas. Because, you see, the American people have figured out that the president is a bigot. He's a racist bigot. And he's created this animus, this racial animus. By the way, what a statement to the American people and to the United States of America and to this Constitution that the American people will go out and elect twice a black president. A black president. Good for you, America. And I'm very proud of America for doing that, quite frankly. I mean, Civil War, the Constitution, the Civil War. You just name it. Plessy versus Ferguson, the struggle of the late 1890s. Separate but equal. You had, of course, Martin Luther King, the Civil Rights Movement. All this transcended human history like we've never seen before. But here in this country, the United States of America, we transcended all the hatred, all the animus over years to create a more perfect union. And as a result of that, we celebrated by electing twice as a country a black president. We're not a racist nation when you do that, guys. And we should not have that moniker put back on us as racist as this president has aggressively tried to do over the last 7.5 years. And now it's culminating. It's all coming. You know, the chickens are coming home to roost for President Barack Hussein Obama and his racist bigot brothers. Because why? We American people are finally waking up. And it took a mass murder in Dallas to really wake us up and realize that this Black Matters movement is a racist, bigoted thug group who want to kill white people. Now, it's kind of interesting because as I watch these demonstrations, and quite frankly, I don't see huge race riots building over the summer. I really don't, unless you're going to get the George Soros bringing in his totalitarian monsters who want to burn places down like we saw in Ferguson. And then we might have a problem. And that has to be working in concert with government that's going to let them do that. Because remember, in Ferguson, it was Nixon, the governor of Missouri, who said, hey, all you National Guard guys, stand down. We want them to burn Ferguson down. And they did. You see, when you have that kind of governmental cooperation, as George Soros gets with all of his nonprofit organizations, as he pays the rioters to riot and burn and do things, you're probably going to get a rise out of people. But I don't think that's going to happen with law enforcement any longer. I think law enforcement across this nation, because, you know, I talk with law enforcement. I talk to policemen all the time. And one thing I'm very sure of, policemen are not going to support any anti-Second Amendment movement by this president. Not going to happen, Mr. President. Law enforcement across this nation, I think, is pretty well unified on that. So let's try something else. Well, we'll just cause riots. That's not going to happen either. The police this time are not going to kneel down to you and your Muslim Brotherhood buddies in the White House. What they're going to do is stand up and stay strong. They're going to be American police officers. the thin blue line got thicker against the federal government. You know, it's kind of interesting. The federal government has tried to launch itself into anything that might be remotely racial. Trayvon Martin, Harvard professor. I mean, we could go down to Ferguson. Michael Brown. Every time he's tried to inject himself to exploit the crisis, using his attack teams in the Department of Justice and also the FBI. And, you know, they came out and they really overplayed their hand in Orlando, didn't they? By coming out with the redacted versions of the 911 tapes so that it wouldn't, well, offend Islam. Even though you had somebody who was out there for 3 hours preaching that he was an Islamic terrorist killing people. And it was all over. And, of course, the pushback came on them, and Loretta Lynch had to back down and say, well, we'll release some of the transcripts that are unredacted. Didn't release them all. And, of course, the interference by the FBI in Orlando is not happening in Dallas. Have you noticed? Chief Brown from Dallas won't have this. Now, Dallas and Texas, and the Texas State Police, they can handle it just fine. The Texas Rangers are here. We need no federales. Now, they're using the FBI for some forensic business. I understand that. But the FBI is not getting itself involved because they've been told to get out and stay out. And that's exactly what every police chief, every city council, every city across this nation needs to tell that president is get the hell out of town. Get out of Dodge. Stay out of Dodge. Don't come in here and interfere with our communities. And look what's happening. The blowback against, well, Black Lives Matter, this president, who they have touted as the racist, bigoted thugs that they are, they've supported and touted. But now the president, oh my God, over the weekend, oh, the president can't handle it because he's being criticized. In fact, you could see this freight train coming. Right now, we've got an article up here in Breitbart. It expresses, I'm just going to read the title, not get into the article. Barack Obama warns Black Lives Matter rhetoric and violence may stop his takeover of state and local police. His takeover. His dictatorship takeover. Get it? This is from Neil Munro. I'm going to open it up. I haven't read the article. It'll be a cold article to read, but I can't resist this. Because this gets out into the community policing business. And we've talked about this. This is the mechanism by which this president wants to do what? He wants to take over state and local police forces. Imagine that. A dictator wanting to take over your state and local police forces. And he's already done it through some grant programs. We warned you about this last January. In the article, it says President Barack Obama is warning his angry supporters that more violence and rhetoric by a Black Lives Matter movement could derail his campaign to federalize state and local police forces. Oh, yummy, yum, yum. Isn't that just what you want? Is you want this monster overlording your police force. Right? Wrong. That's what Hitler did. Do you think maybe that he's following the same game plan as Adolf Hitler? You think? Wake up, people. He's mixed in with the Muslim Brotherhood. And by the way, it was the Muslim Brotherhood who worked just swimmingly together in 1928 when Adolf Hitler offered Al-Banna in Cairo lots of money and support to form the Muslim Brotherhood. You see, they're Nazis. And this president is surrounded by them. That's why, you know, if you really want to know the questions, you know, you say to yourself, God, this sounds a lot, you know, if you know your history, World War II, pre-World War II, the whole rise and fall of the Nazis, and, of course, the support that the Nazis have going all the way back to the Bush family. Yeah, the Bush family. Jeb Bush comes out and, you know, trounces all over Trump. Just a little side note, but, you know, the Bush family, Prescott Bush, who helped finance Adolf Hitler in the 1920s and 30s and 40s. Yeah, George Bush Sr.'s dad. Oh, didn't know that, did you? And what about the Catholic Church and the Pope back then? Total support for the Jesuit-raised Adolf Hitler. Didn't know that one, did you? Now you're starting to connect some dots, maybe? And now you have the Jesuit-raised in part and Muslim-raised, certainly by the madrasa that he went to, President Barack Hussein Obama, following what seems to be the same template as Adolf Hitler. Gee, go figure. Is there a connection there historically? Probably. In a movement like Black Lives Matter, there's always going to be some folks who say things are that are stupid or imprudent or overgeneralized or harsh, Obama told reporters at a Sunday press conference, just 3 days after the African-American cop-hating racist murdered five police officers who were guarding a Black Lives Matter protest in Dallas. God rest their souls, by the way. What were these guys doing? What were these police officers doing? They were protecting the First Amendment rights of the Black Lives Matter movement. And they were murdered for it. You think there might be a problem with this president being able to hook up this nationalized, federalized police force? Now, I wonder why he'd want to do that. Maybe it's probably because he wants to destroy my right to tell you what I'm telling you, but also to take away our guns. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 of pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, Agenda. See the Survival Seed Kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is Agenda. HeavensHarvest.com.
In these uncertain economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, is less than 12 years old, has a warranty about to expire, or even no warranty at all, you could stop paying for car repairs. Roadside assistance, towing, and rental coverage are all included. Make one free call right now to see if you qualify. Call 877-238-6197. That's 877-238-6197. 877-238-6197.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Mm-hmm. anyway, welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We, the article on Breitbart, we're going to link up to it on Agenda 21 Radio. You can read it about his the president's statements. You know, he's truly a dumb man. He's not smart. He doesn't know his American history. He doesn't know. He certainly doesn't know science. God, Mr. President, what does C on the periodic table of the elements mean? I mean, I'm just dying to someday be able to get the opportunity. See, I used to teach biological sciences, anatomy, physiology, physical science. You know, I used to teach it all, actually, except for physics. Now, don't get me in the physics place. That's just not going to go there for me. And, you know, that's why I always hired great physics teachers. Surround yourself with good people, but as a biologist and environmentalist, and by the way, I was a wacko environmentalist, Greenpeace back in the day, Cetacean Society, had a whole list of organizations I used to belong to that I figured out they're pretty left-wing, and I said, nah, in my classroom, you're out. That's when I realized this environmental movement really had legs, and of course, we see it manifested in a president who's totally ignorant about science. He's ignorant. He's ignorant. This guy is ignorant. He had too many shrooms. Yeah, Shroom Gang is kind of interesting. Everybody says, well, he was a heavy smoker of marijuana back in the day. He still is, by the way. In my professional opinion, I have the credentials to back up my statement here. This guy still gets stoned just about every day. I mean, it's obvious. If you work with stoned people a lot, like I used to for 20-some years, you really kind of can see it. But anyway, that's another thing. But back in the day when he went to school, you don't think he got a great grade in biology or chemistry. Do you think he even took chemistry? Well, no one knows because we don't know what his records are, right? His records are just out to lunch, and we don't know what's going on there. We've never seen his records, so how can we tell? So I just want to ask him, you know, there's a periodic table of the elements. You know, everything's made up of an element of some sort. All of us are. And I'll just tell you the secret. Now, listen, don't tell Obama, because at some point when I'm able to ask him this question at a press conference, I'm just dying to do this. But listen, carbon as an element standalone is very, very important because it has very unique qualities about carbon. Carbon really bonds very well with other elements such as like oxygen. Did you know that? CO2 and hydrogen. And pretty soon what happens is you get some things called carbohydrates if you put them in a little thing called a plant and photosynthesize with the sun. Chlorophyll. I mean, it's really kind of a miracle what green plants do is they can kind of take in carbon dioxide. Let's see, carbon dioxide, that's one carbon and two oxygen molecules, and they can combine those elements together. And not only will they create a carbon or carbohydrate or a sugar, a simple sugar, but they can actually give off a waste product called, breathe deeply, oxygen. Just a simple little thing. Now, the whole basis of organic chemistry runs around carbon. So anyway, the periodic table of the elements is this chart of all the elements on the face of the planet. Well, in the universe, actually. And there's more elements that, you know, you can actually make elements these days. And there's, you know, some elements that are actually man-made. But I'm not going to get into that. But I want to ask the question, Mr. President. Hello, Mr. President. Mr. President, being a biology teacher, can you tell me or can you explain to the public the importance of the C, carbon, in the periodic table of the elements relative to organic chemistry? And watch him just poop his pants. It's a bad visual. He might do more than that. He might run screaming out of the room. Because, you know, this whole carbon business, this whole environmental science business that's out there about, oh, by the way, I'm a member of the Flat Earth Society, proud member. And, of course, I got my tinfoil hat on. He hates people like me who just might ask those relevant questions. What's the importance of carbon? Hello. And, of course, he couldn't answer it because he's as dumb as a stump when it comes to science. He's ignorant. He's very ignorant. See, I can tell because I used to teach science. And it's kind of obvious to me, somebody who knows the science and somebody who doesn't. And clearly, these environmental scientists out there that are talking about global warming and climate change and stuff like that. Of course, we don't want to talk about geoengineering now, do we, in that context? But I digress. But this president doesn't understand all this stuff. And he's absolutely unauthoritative on this. And just like he's unauthoritative on American history and doesn't understand how we as Americans have been transformed by greater Americans than this president. Like, how about Martin Luther King, John Kennedy, Ronald Reagan? As a country, we have been transformed. And he's been left behind. Actually, he's left behind back in the world of the 1980s and 70s, Bernadine Dorn, 60s and 70s and 80s. Bernadine Dorn, Bill Ayers, George Soros, thinking they can buy off and create. All we need to do is just create a few riots just like we had in Los Angeles. That's all we need to do. Worldwide riots in one day. It's not going to happen because, you see, we're wise to that as American people. His ignorance is overcome when you take a look at the mass of American people who are now understanding where he's been coming from. And that's why this is a tidal wave against this president that's going on. But I want to get into another situation here that's kind of interesting before we get the close of this hour. Man, this hour is going by fast. The Comey-Trump pact. Now, we were all, disturbed by when we were watching Comey the other day, and he runs down a litany of complaints about Hillary Rodham Clinton. And then he gets asked the questions, and I'm not going to play the questions. I did this yesterday, but the questions that were asked by Trey Gowdy in the hearing. And Trey Gowdy just, bam, nails it. And Comey, quite frankly, I listened to it again. And I said, is Comey in on the deal here? You know, I was kind of struggling with this. So I got together with some friends of mine and said, tell me a little bit more about Comey Trump. I'm just guessing, but something's going on here. And they said, well, look, there's a deal going on. You got to be wise to figure this out. There's a deal going on. This has been reported to me. Now, it's also been reported, came out yesterday in an article by Jim Garrow, Dr. Jim Garrow, a good friend of the radio show, that there actually is some sort of a handshake deal between FBI Director James Comey and Donald Trump camp. I'll say camp because I don't know all the particulars about this yet. But this is kind of interesting. It says one such, this is an article that he wrote. We'll have it posted up on under the Jim Garrow files on Agenda 21 Radio. It says, flies on the wall must have a most interesting time in Washington, D.C., especially in the favorite watering holes of special people. If you know where I'm where to walk into the Palm restaurant, you might see Newt Gingrich sitting at a table with friends or Dr. Ralph Reed, previously of the Christian Coalition and most recently of Century Strategies, holding court with political operatives from across the globe. If you were the proverbial fly, you would find that in the course of normal conversation, power politics is played. Really? I didn't know they played power politics in Washington. I thought they played something else. Anyway, we got a break coming up. When we come back, we're going to jump into this article here and talk about this political handshake. Because to me, the handshake answers a lot of questions about Comey's testimony. And it might answer a lot of questions about what Loretta Lynch might be saying today. Because you see, it's her turn to be in the limelight. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio and visit our website, agenda21radio.net.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 of pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, AGENDA. See the Survival Seed Kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is AGENDA. HeavensHarvest.com.
In these uncertain economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, is less than 12 years old, has a warranty about to expire, or even no warranty at all, you could stop paying for car repairs. Roadside assistance, towing, and rental coverage are all included. Make one free call right now to see if you qualify. Call 877-238-6197. That's 877-238-6197. 877-238-6197.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws on the book.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're talking about this article that Dr. Jim Garrow has written. And just the timing of this couldn't be any better because of my sources. Over the weekend, we're talking about and lamenting. And they said, there's been a deal. There's a deal that's been struck. This is what the word is that's out there on the street between Comey and the Trump camp. Now, this presumes a lot. It presumes that this deal that's going to be that was played out before our very eyes by Jim Comey, is that there would be no charges filed against Hillary Rodham Clinton, at least not yet. Because remember, Comey came before the House committee last week and said, no, I just don't have enough to say that I can prosecute. But remember something. Words have meaning. Comey never said this is the definitive word on what he's doing about Hillary Clinton. In fact, he started out this presser, if you will. It wasn't a press conference, just a press or, you know, talk about. He came out and said, I'm giving you an update on where we are in the investigation into the Hillary Clinton email situation. It was an update. It's not the definitive word. And plus, he also said, this isn't on Thursday, he said, I'm not going to talk about what's going on with the Hillary Rodham Clinton, the foundation business. Hello, Clinton Foundation. He's not talking about that because he's still investigating it. And by the way, the very next day, the State Department comes out and says, oh, we're going to reopen the investigation into Hillary Rodham Clinton and the emails. You know, it's kind of like she's walking in a minefield. So I said, you know, that just perked my interest. I said, nah, there's something going on here because Comey comes out and calls her a liar, which she is. And that resonates, man. That resonates. Gosh, I mean, 56% the poll came out just over the weekend. 56% of everybody, Republican, Democrats, everybody saying she's lying. Really? You know, you should have been listening to Agenda 21 Radio when we first started the show, but also before that, listening to the Inside Education show back in 2000 when we're saying Hillary Rodham Clinton is a liar. Really? Yeah, all of them are. Anyway, he talks about private conversations. This is the article, and I'm just going to paraphrase a few things. It says, one such private conversation and a handshake took place recently between Mr. Comey's and Mr. Trump. Really? The deal that was struck is not known in its entirety, but this makes up part of the discussion. Mr. Comey will, if the Trump team is successful, in other words, becoming president, retain his position in the short term and prosecute Hillary under the watchful eye of Trump and his chief of staff. Whoever that is. Will it be Newt Gingrich? Will it be a general? No. I'm not going to say it. It says the purposes are easily divined when you look back at the history of Mr. and Mrs. Clinton, whose criminal enterprise in the body of the Clinton Foundation has funneled billions that address the needs of the Clintons first and many other agendas that find America somewhere near the bottom of a very long list of priorities. Although not my first choice in the marathon to the candidacy for president, it is in the hands of Mr. Trump to, first of all, stop the less than honorable and capable Mrs. Clinton from attaining her goal of sitting atop the pile of cash and influence that the Clintons turned the White House into short years ago. Secondarily, it will be Trump's difficult task to call the halls of every department of government from what he thought were bought and paid for representatives of this and that interest. Like cockroaches, they are everywhere, and they must be nullified if any semblance of propriety is to be reinstated into government. And this is true. Muslim Brotherhood, kiss it off, baby. What the Clinton started, Obama embedded, and we the people paid for, must be crushed if America is to survive as a free people, unencumbered by alliances and allegiances with the globalists and their enablers. Hello. He's hitting it right on the head. The last best hope of freedom in the world is teetering on the edge of doom and in the hands of less than perfect people. We must place our trust after having had that bended knee experience with our Maker and the seeking of his guidance and his will for the Republic. May he continue to bless America. That was Dr. Jim Garrell. So has there been a deal struck with this FBI director and the Trump camp? I say it makes a lot of sense. I don't know for sure. But I'm telling you my sources. I'm telling you Jim Garrow's sources, or apparently from Jim Garrow. He's a pretty authority person. This may be the case. This may be the case. Now, let's let it play out. Because it looks to me, if this is the case, that Comey is trying to prevent Clinton from being pardoned by this president in any way, shape, or form. And then pass this off to the next president, who probably won't be Hillary Rodham Clinton. Her poll numbers have tanked. An NBC recent poll just came out this morning, and she's flipped the script. She's only 3 up. She was 9 up before. The last couple of weeks have taken its toll. She's only 3 up on Donald Trump right now. And numbers are tumbling all over the place. This is something that is happening to Hillary Rodham Clinton. She's not going to make it. Now on to the conventions, right? All we need is just a really good convention in Cleveland. Watch what happens. Looks like, there's going to be a vice presidential pick by Donald Trump. And what about Bernie Sanders? Do you feel the burn yet? Do you feel the burn? And by the way, I don't think we're going to get federalized police force. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill
pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, Agenda. See the Survival Seed Kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is Agenda. HeavensHarvest.com.
In these uncertain economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, is less than 12 years old, has a warranty about to expire, or even no warranty at all, you could stop paying for car repairs. Roadside assistance, towing, and rental coverage are all included. Make one free call right now to see if you qualify. Call 877-238-6197. That's 877-238-6197. 877-238-6197.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston at the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, you know, when it rains, it pours. Just perusing Breitbart here. Article pops up just now, and it's just your lucky day to listen to this because it comes in on the heels of what I was just talking about. I didn't lay this out beforehand. This story just popped up. So it's Joe Biden. Obama tells cops in White House meeting their police forces are racist. When it rains, it pours, brother. That's all I can say. That's just exactly what he does not need now, right? He doesn't need those kind of comments coming out from meetings that he had beforehand. And Joe Biden's, well, hey, you know, Obama's telling him he's racist. They're racist. And, of course, they're saying, no, we think the racist in chief in the White House is the racist and the bigot. See, this is the reversal that's happening. And, you know, the American people are catching on. And thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio, by the way. We're one of the top 10 listeners in listenership on TalkStream Live. Very, very happy about that. 85 top talkers in the nation, and we're one of the top 10. People are listening, ladies and gentlemen. They're listening to alternative media. They're listening to their hearts, finally. And it's one person at a time who transmits this information from me to you and you to others. That stops the totalitarians. They can't stop it. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. News. And you can email me at paul@agenda21radio.com. And we'll get back to you anyway. As we say at this time of the show, stay strong, America. Stay strong. You are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.